Earth and Sky.
There are pathways out of the dilemma that we've got ourselves into. With some clear thinking, with some good structure and international agreement, we can actually shape a different energy future.
You're listening to David Hone, climate change advisor for Shell. He's talking about the dilemma of rising global demand for energy while fossil fuel burning is known to be one of the elements causing climate change. He said climate change is a key issue for Shell, and he spoke of world leaders gathering in Copenhagen in December 2009 with the goal of reaching a new global climate treaty.
Well, I think in relation to where we're going on the climate change discussions leading to Copenhagen, I think the key message is don't forget the market.
Hone is hoping for guidelines for an effective system for global trading of carbon emissions.
The Kyoto Protocol, which was negotiated back in 1997, was built on the basis of a global carbon market as one of its long-term goals. I think clearly the world's going to change, but I think let's not forget the market foundations that it's built on and the fact that the market can deliver some very substantial changes if directed in the right way.
These changes to how energy is produced, said Hone, include renewable energy and carbon capture and storage, which will need a jumpstart from carbon trading. More at our website, We're Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.